I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the second season of High School Musical from Disney Plus has been approved by the state. Production is expected to start in February and bring in $24 million. MKSL News Radio's Carol Hoffman-Light.
Second, the impeachment hearings continue today. Gordon Sondland wrapped up at about 2 this afternoon. A State Department and a Defense Department official are testifying right now. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We do have the middle lane restricted to traffic southbound Bangor Highway approaching the intersection of 6200 South. Also a crash on State Street about 2300 South in South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers at times, 52 degrees the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're 49 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Today's House impeachment hearing is in recess until later this hour. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was asked earlier today what he knew about an alleged quid pro quo between the White House and Ukraine. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
The president almost certainly would have known that the president's call with Zelensky was under scrutiny. And it was interesting. Sondland was twice asked whether or not he believed the president's denial when the president said there was no quid pro quo. And Sondland said this is one of the incidents with Congressman Castro. And you believed the president? Sondland answered, you know what? I'm not going to characterize whether I believed it or didn't believe. I'm just trying to convey what he said on the phone.
The State Department official David Hale and Defense Department official Laura Cooper are expected to testify later this hour. 10 Democratic presidential candidates doing their final preps for tonight's debate in Atlanta. It's a tool that helps students determine if college makes the grade financially.
The Education Department gave its college scoreboard website a makeover. It now lets students search majors at schools and see how much graduates typically earn after graduation, as well as how much they'll owe in student debt. The Obama administration published similar data on for-profit colleges and promised to cut funding for ineffective programs. The current education secretary derailed that plan and instead said students can decide for themselves with the information they put online. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Britain's Prince Andrew stepping back from public life for now.
The prince has taken a pounding after his disastrous TV interview over the weekend about his association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a public statement, Andrew says it's become clear to him in recent days the whole issue has become a major distraction to the royal family's work, so he's taking a break from duties with the Queen's permission.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London. The Dow at its worst day in a month, falling more than 100 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
House impeachment inquiry.
George Sondland was testifying that there was quid pro quo, and President Trump responded in real time, not on Twitter. No, he went in front of the cameras on the White House lawn to talk about Sondland, who's the ambassador to the European Union.
He asked me the question, what do you want? I keep hearing all these things. What do you want? He finally gets me. I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much. This is not a man I know well. Seems like a nice guy, though. But I don't know him well. He was with other candidates. He actually supported other candidates. Not me. Came in late. But here's my response. Now, if you weren't fake news, you'd cover it properly. I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing. So here's my answer. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Then he says, This is the final word from the President of the United States. I want nothing. Thank you, folks. Have a good time. I'm going to Texas.
Those comments were handwritten on a piece of Air Force One note paper that the president was holding in his hand. Big letters, the note said, literally, I want nothing. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 319. And we have traffic now brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Overall, a pretty good drive. Southbound I-15, leaving downtown all the way to Provo. But where it is starting to get a little busy is as you're approaching and passing the South Interchange going from Murray to Midvale. Looking good on I-80 to the east side of the valley from I-15 over to the mouth of Parleys. And no problems going through the canyon on I-80 through Parleys into Summit County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is also in good shape. But again, remember, we do have the center lane blocked. It's the right lane. If you're headed southbound on Bangor Highway, it's in between the left lanes and the turn lane at 6200 South. Steve?
And we're hearing some scanner chatter of a possible water main break at 600 North and West Temple in Salt Lake, which may affect your drive in the area. Still have a crash at 2300 South State Street. And good speeds, dry roads, and crash-free so far if you're on I-15, both directions between Salt Lake City and Brigham. Schedule your free hearing exam and a risk-free trial of the latest hearing aid technology. Call My Hearing Centers, 801-701-1629. That's 701-1629. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast here with Grant Wayman.
Rain showers at times with mostly cloudy skies. Cool, high temperatures only at 52. It's even colder tomorrow. Rain and snow showers and 42, and then partly cloudy on Friday. We're up to 45. Sunshine on Saturday, 46. Partly cloudy on Sunday. We're up to 47. And it cools again Monday. Could be another storm in the works. Rain and snow possible. High temperatures Monday, 42, and then clouds Tuesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 49 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's cloudy. It looks like rain. Looks like it wants to rain, but it's dry. KSL News Time 321 Business next.
Chuck Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Do you remember when it first died? September, love was changing the minds. September.
It's the time of year right now when most of us are looking at our calendars. We're anticipating a very busy time of year when a lot of people usually drop by your home. Maybe it's for a dinner or a party, or maybe you have guests from out of town. Zero Res has to be one of the very first calls you make at this time of year. You put these great people to work in your home, and not only will you be thoroughly satisfied with the very best carpet cleaning that you are going to find anywhere on the planet, but they also send very nice people to your home that you are totally comfortable with having them in your home. Not only are they offering a great price when they clean any room in your home, three rooms for $33 each, but when you make a donation to the Zero Res Food Drive, they'll clean a fourth area for free. So why don't you call 288-9376, 288-ZERO. Put these great people to work in your home during the holiday season and help the Zero Res Food Drive at the same time.
You've been extra good this year. You might even say triple good. That's why Golden West is offering triple the points on all Golden West Rewards Card purchases during the holidays. That means triple the rewards, triple the fun, triple the friends. Well, maybe not triple the friends, but when they hear you're earning triple the points through the holidays, they'll be triple impressed. Get your Golden West Visa Rewards Card and start earning triple rewards points today. Apply at any branch or online at gwcu.org. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
Want to watch your Visa Rewards points multiply faster than ever before? Make the switch to reward yourself checking with Golden West Credit Union. Credit or debit, you'll earn rewards points with both on the same account, so you can redeem them faster for travel, gift cards, shopping, and more. Plus, you'll get discounts on auto, RV, and personal loans. It's not just rewards, it's reward yourself checking from Golden West. Apply now at gwcu.org. Member NCUA.
We'll take care of you.
Do you wait till the end of the year to do all your shopping so you can get the very best deal? The wait is over. It's Sign Then Drive time at Volkswagen Southtown. Our Sign Then Drive sale during Black Friday is our biggest sale of the year. Sign Then Drive means zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Lease the 2019 Jetta for only $199 a month with zero down. Lease the 2019 Atlas for only $389 a month with zero down. How about the Tiguan for zero down? The Golf GTI for zero down? The gorgeous Arteon for zero down? Get any new Volkswagen for zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment at Volkswagen Southtown. Want a used car? Volkswagen Southtown has all makes and models, starting at zero down. Trade in your car today, and Volkswagen Southtown will buy it for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Don't miss this sale. Unlock more Black Friday discounts at VWSouthtown.com. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded. Call 801-666-4977 for details.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Walmart is doing home grocery delivery, and the CEO of the company says the hardest part is dogs. The company has a feature on its delivery app where you can notify the delivery driver if there's a dog on the property. Some people don't. If your dog is a problem, they won't drop off the groceries. KSL Drive's Mazda is considering whether to start up a subscription service. They would try it first in the UK before bringing it to the US. So it'll work this way. Instead of buying or leasing, you would just pay a monthly fee to use whatever kind of Mazda you want for as long as you want, and Mazda would take care of the maintenance. Ever wonder why first-class plane tickets cost so much? A study from the University of Dayton finds they're strategically priced so the people who can afford them will buy them without thinking twice, and the people who can't pay for an upgrade pray for an upgrade. They don't pay. They pray. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mostly lower. Investors worried the U.S. and China might not strike a deal this year. Tech and communication stocks dragged the market down. Analog devices and AT&T both gave back more than 2%. Some retailers soared after reporting solid earnings. Urban Outfitters and Target jumped by double digits. But the Dow fell 112 points to 27,821. The S&P 500 lost 11 points. The NASDAQ Composite fell 43 points. KSL News Time, 326.